Minute Mystery. Swimming today?
Good morning, Lieutenant Andrews. Yes, at least I'm going to splash around a little. When you've always lived in Nevada, you don't have much chance to learn to really swim.
Is your brother around?
He's supposed to be. He and his friend Richard came down to the beach a couple hours ago.
That must be him coming along this way now. It's hard to tell in a fog.
Yes, that's Mike. Hiya, Mike. How's the water?
Jane, thank heavens.
What is it? What's the matter with you?
Something awful. Something awful has happened.
Richard, where's Richard?
That's it. There's been some kind of an accident.
Accident? What is it, man? Speak up.
I left Richard in the water while I went down the beach away to get something to eat. When I got back, Richard had drowned. You're sure, Lieutenant Andrews, there couldn't be any mistake?
No mistake, Mike. He can't be revived. I'm sorry. When did you find him?
Just now. He's been in the water nearly 2 hours.
I wonder why no one found him before.
It must have been because of the fog. When I saw him, I waded out and called, but he didn't answer. There was a funny current almost pulled my legs out from under me.
Undertow. Even good swimmers drown when they get caught in an undertow.
Is that what it was? Well, anyway, I waded out as far as I could and finally grabbed onto him. I'd just gotten him back to the beach when you and Jean came along.
But we got here too late to help.
I could have reached him quicker if I could swim.
That's why I can't understand you not being more careful.
I guess we just didn't know enough to realize the danger.
How did you manage to find him in all this fog?
When I got to the edge of the water, I saw something floating a little ways out. Then the fog lifted a second, and I saw that it was Richard.
How did you recognize him?
He was floating on his back. I saw his face.
That's pretty tough, finding him all by yourself. It's bad enough when it's a stranger, but your own friend.
Yeah. We went all through college together. Belonged to the same fraternity. We're even thinking of starting a little business together when we got back home.
Got along fine then, eh?
Sure. We had our differences, of course, but nothing important.
I think they must have been very important. At least, most people will consider them so.
What do you mean by that remark?
Your little story, if you'll pardon a pun, just doesn't hold water, Mike. I'm arresting you for murder.
What mistake in Mike's story has led to his arrest for murder? Do you know the clue? In a moment we'll hear, but first...
You're crazy accusing me of murder. You said yourself that the undertow could drown even a good swimmer, and Richard was hardly that.
Both you and your sister have mentioned the fact that you are from the West, that none of you know anything about swimming or the water. It is rather apparent to someone who does. It's a well-known medical fact, Mike, that when a man drowns, he sinks, and the body stays at the bottom for many hours, at least a day, usually longer. And you told me that you recognized your friend because he was floating in plain sight.
Well, you see...
Your story sounded pretty good on the surface. But like a lot of things, you have to look a little deeper for the truth.